The widespread knowledge of child abuse cases in the media have highlighted a much greater issue. Is the child protection system failing to protect its children? Dr. Bernard Gallagher, child protection and social work researcher at Huddersfield University, said the system is still flawed.
By and large, it revolves around responding to actual cases of child abuse as opposed to trying to prevent them. So if there is a case of child abuse or neglect, we have quite a good system in place for dealing with those cases. So we're particularly good at making sure these cases are reported. When they're reported, we have good systems in place for investigating these concerns. But one of my major complaints, and I think one of the big issues, is that we do little to actually prevent these cases from occurring in the first place.
If the child protection system does not prevent abuse, what forms of investigations are carried out by authorities? An early years specialist who wished to remain anonymous explained how interaction with a suspected abused child is difficult but a necessary step in the protection process.
You can't ask leading questions. You have to be trained in how to interview children, talk to children, get information from children maybe in non-verbal ways using dolls or other props or pictures. You can't actually ask a child, has somebody interfered with you? If you have suspicions that something might be going on, you make observations, you make notes, and you report it to your named child protection officer in your school.
While the authorities have efficient protocols to deal with reports of abuse, the current issue is to prevent the abuse. Dr. Gallagher gave his opinion on what the next campaign should be in child protection.
I think ultimately what we have to be trying to do is prevent this form of abuse, and again ultimately if we're going to prevent it, we have to look at changing people's hearts and minds, because the vast majority of child sexual abuse and abuse of women comes down to sexism within society.
This notion of society becoming more responsible was echoed in one father's story of becoming a witness in a child abuse case.
Walking to my house, it was, I think, around November, sort of dark. It'd be about 8:45 at night. Saw clearly a male adult and a young child walking towards me. Turned out to be a young girl. Started screaming hysterically. Pulled herself away. He was holding her by the hand and ran. And all I thought was, well, the child appeared vulnerable. The police were called. He'd propositioned the child. He asked her if it was possible to do something. The CID was straight on to me the next day. It was clear that it was known. I was called as a witness, and I agreed from the standpoint that I would want someone to have stepped in if my daughter ever found herself in that situation. Ironically, as it would turn out later, the girl was 11 years old, exactly the same age as my daughter.